Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church, right in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 31st of May and it's Trinity Sunday. Today we're thinking about the nature of God, how we understand God to be, and a little bit about why we have that understanding. I'm Sarah, I'm the Vicar of St John's. It's good to have you here. St John's is a growing community. We're centred in Cardiff, but we have members of our community spread across the world. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's today, having time together and having time with God. Wherever you are based, however you've found us, you are welcome here. It's good to have you with us. If you choose to put your first name and location in the comments on YouTube, we'll try to welcome you personally. If you do that, your comments will act as a sign of who we're gathering here with today. There's no pressure. Each week, several people don't check in, as it were. That's just fine. But if you do want to say hello to us, we will try to say hello to you. Very occasionally, the message doesn't get through to us. Sometimes that's to do with privacy settings, but in fairness, on YouTube, it's generally very good. If you can, please do stay with us till the end of the service, and we will not have our usual slot of photos that we've taken this week in St John's, because I didn't get to take any, but we do have some nice photos from previous weeks. So, who do we have online here today? Well, first up was Ruth Livingston. Hello, everyone, she says. We say hello to you, Ruth. It's great to have you with us. And thank you for all you do for us. Tracy and Tracy's mum join us. Hiya, everybody, Tracy says. Hi, Tracy. I hope you're well. It's good to see you. Paul joins us now. Paul Roberts from Point Prenai. Good afternoon, all. Good afternoon to you, Paul. I hope you've had a good week and a good weekend. Addy joins us. Hello, everyone. It's cool and cloudy Sunday here. Yep, it is a bit. It was lovely to see you the other day. Lovely to see you online today. Moving over to Northern Germany, to Lübeck. Bjorn checks in. Hello all. I hope you had a good week. I'm on a train between Leipzig and Berlin. I probably won't be with you through the service. Greetings from Bjorn, rolling along. It's so fantastic that you join us on the train. I hope you're having a comfortable journey. So, hello to Ruth and to Janet, who may be watching on catch up. And to anyone who's joined us since this service has ended, and you too are watching us on YouTube as a recording. Special welcome to you if you're listening on the phone. So an hour after this service, we put it on the internet and you can access it by phone. This is useful if you have anyone, or if you yourself do not want to use the internet, you can simply dial 02920 101 565, and for the price of your normal call, you can hear the whole service. That's 02920 101 565. So a very special welcome if you are listening on the phone. Hello to Iris and Jane and Jane's friends. Hello to Ivy, Marilyn and Helen. You're all welcome. So, in the midst of this world, with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins. heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. So, as it is Trinity Sunday, we have the Collect for Trinity, and it's read for us today by Tayo.
Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us, your servants, grace, by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith, that we may evermore be defended from all adversities, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Tayo. Now, today's reading comes from the end of the Gospel of St. Matthew. It's chapter 28. It's just four verses. It's verses 16 to 20. And it's read for us today by our organist, Philip.
Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age."
Today is Trinity Sunday, and we have the opportunity, or even the joy, of celebrating God as we understand God to be a Trinity, usually referred to as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, we get this notion of God as a Trinity from the Bible, but there aren't as many explicit passages as you might think there would be. One of the most explicit ones is the gospel that we've just heard. The resurrected Jesus has been with his followers for a while, and then as he's about to leave them and return to heaven, one of the things he says to them is, "Go and make new disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Each week, in a lot of church services, certainly on a Sunday, we'll say the Creed together, often the Nicene Creed. It's a statement of how we understand God to be and what God has done. But the truth is, like many complicated things, the more carefully you look, the deeper you delve, the more questions come back at you. It's easy to say, "Oh yeah, I understand God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." But when you really start to consider things, the truth is, our human vocabulary starts to fail us. We don't have the words to express how God really is. And our minds are not really capable of understanding the true nature of God. It's important, of course, to have some idea of what God is, to coalesce around a set of ideas and to understand God through the learnings of centuries and devoted scholars. But I don't think it's a good thing if we really think we've got it sorted. 10 out of 10, no more questions needed. The truth is, along the way, particularly in the early years, as the creeds and the beliefs and the basics of Christianity were being worked out, there were many disagreements about the nature of God. Once the creeds and beliefs were settled, These disagreements became heresies, and people died for being on the wrong side of that argument. Now, of course, we have to strive to understand God as best we can. But I want to put a little plea in. Let's be humble. Let's understand that we can't understand everything about God. And let's remember that at heart, God to us is something of a mystery. It doesn't mean that God isn't real. It means that we acknowledge the limits of our comprehension. God is a mystery. We don't understand everything about God. And a dose of humility goes a long way. What I would wish for us is that we continue to reach for our understanding of God, and most of all, that we experience God. We wonder at the creation that God the Father, God the Creator, has made. We wonder at the sacrifice of Jesus, God's Son. And we feel the power of the Holy Spirit, God's presence in this world. That is where the good things are. And so, we come now to our time of intercession. And if you have anyone or anything on your heart today, if you'd like us to pray for your intention, do put it into the comments on YouTube. And if you do that, we'll try to pray for your intention in real time during this service. Do remember, it's a public forum and what you put there can be read by anyone. So often we just use first names and we might not go into too many details about the exact thing if someone is ailing. We are a praying and prayerful community, and here's a reminder of the promises we've made to each other.
Hi, my name's Laura and I'll pray with you today.
Hello, I'm Tayo and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
Holy God, we bring to you now the concerns of our hearts, and we ask you to hear our prayers as we reveal them to you and sometimes indeed to ourselves. We thank you, O Lord, for all the blessings of our lives. We thank you for those who care for us, those who look out for us. We thank you for those who have done so over the course of our lives, even if they are no longer with us. We ask for your blessing on all who are concerned for others at this time. We pray for our neighbours, those whom we live amongst. We pray for our work colleagues and those we meet in our hobbies. We pray that they may know something of your presence, in a way that you would most seemingly wish to reveal yourself to them. We pray for the peace of the world. We pray for our siblings in Gaza, in the Holy Land, in Israel. We pray for the people of Lebanon and Iran, for the neighbouring states of all wars, who are affected by the economic or the violent. Hear us, O God, as we pray for those nations who are afraid or mindful of the power or might of other nations. So we pray for the Uyghurs of China, the people of Taiwan and Tibet. We pray for the people of Hong Kong. We pray for the people of the United States, for those from Greenland, those of Venezuela and Cuba. We pray for all people who fear their own nation, places of violence and torture. We pray for your peace in the world, O Lord. We give thanks for this nation of Wales and the United Kingdom. We give thanks for the nation of Germany. We pray that we would be gently and quietly governed. Hear us, O God, as we hold before you those who have asked for our prayers, and amongst them, Susan and Sylvia, Bibi, Snow's Uncle David, Celeste's grandfather, Bill. We pray for Janet and Marilyn, Sophie and Angie. And in a short time of quiet, we offer you, O God, the concerns of our own hearts this day. And on the eve of Pride Month, we pray for all who are nervous about their situation in terms of gender or sexuality. We pray for those who are oppressed on the grounds of it. We pray that all of us may come to see you in each other. We pray the things that matter will still matter, and characteristics which do not will not be made stumbling blocks. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional setting. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's. We'll say evening prayer each weekday, except Wednesday this week. It's done on Zoom. It starts at 5 o'clock. We make sure it lasts no longer than 15 minutes. So if you wish to be part of that, let me know and we'll send you the codes. If you already receive our Saturday email, you can simply click on the list, on the links rather. We'll have our usual Friday noon Eucharist on Friday. And next week, as usual, we'll be at St. John's at 10 in the morning, on the live stream at 4, on the phone at 5, and Evensong back in St. John's at 6 o'clock. However you join us, it's great to have you with us, and each and every one of you is very much a part of our community. As we leave this service, here is God's blessing for each one of us. God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Now, we'll end as ever with some photos, and seemingly as ever, when Heather is away, I forget to take photos, despite knowing I should, because Heather is away. In fairness, today we had our annual vestry meeting. It's a general meeting of the church community, so things are always a little busy after the service, a quick coffee and refreshments, and then on to the meeting, where there's lots to do. But even so, I'd like to have thought I would have had the presence of mind to take some photos. Fortunately, over the months and years, we've got plenty of photos on which to draw. So, as we leave you this week, we'll leave you with a montage of some photos that have been taken in the last few months. I hope you enjoy them. Thank you for being with us today. We wish each one of you a blessed and gentle week. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew Bendithiog Chi.